Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is January.
Hello everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
Nora, 你最近有关注美国西部的山火吗？
Yeah, I saw some videos and pictures showing San Francisco under a blood red sky.
Yeah, I saw them too. It looks like a city on Mars. 前几天呢，我在网上看到一些旧金山的照片还有视频啊，简直就是像在火星上面的城市。整个城市的天空都是 blood red, 血红色的。
Yeah, day seems almost like night. It looks almost surreal.
是的，这种血红色天空的奇怪景象呢，其实就是由于美国西部的滚滚山火。
对，那我们今天的这期节目啊，就来一起聊一聊美国的山火。
我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字，来领取我们的文字版笔记。
那我们首先要注意啊，山火的英文并不是 mountain fire 直译。
Right, it's called wildfires, 也就是我们中文说的野火，一般是发生在林间，非常难以控制。
对，这次的火情真的是非常的生猛。美国西部地区十多个州的山火持续了很多天，其中加利福尼亚州、俄勒冈州和华盛顿州的火情是最为严重的。
Yeah, wildfires are ravaging the West Coast, and millions of acres have burned across California, Oregon, and Washington.
Ravage 就是破坏、毁灭的意思。It means causes severe and extensive damage to something, 就是非常严重的破坏。
是的，这次山火呢，对于美国西海岸的破坏程度真的是可以用 ravage 这个单词来形容了。那我们除了说 wildfires are ravaging the West Coast, 我们还可以用到另外一个词，叫做 wreak havoc. The wildfires wreak havoc across the West Coast.
Wreak 是动词，本意是发泄怒火报仇的意思啊，在这里是造成 havoc 指的是蹂躏和破坏。那我们把这两个单词连到一起 wreak havoc 意思就是造成了严重的破坏，也可以说是浩劫。
Yeah, wildfires wreak havoc across the west. For example, in Oregon, more than 500,000 people statewide have been forced to evacuate because of wildfires.
That's over 500,000.
Exactly, and that's more than 10% of the state's population.
That's crazy. 那由于山火的火势难以控制啊， Oregon 这个州呢已经有超过50万人被迫撤离了，这都占了整个州的人口 10%.
Yeah, evacuate 就是疏散、撤离的意思。 Be forced to do something 也就是被迫做某事，所以说 be forced to evacuate 就是被迫撤离。
Right.We can also say they have been forced to flee their homes.
是的， flee 就是逃离、逃避的意思。Flee one's home 也就是离开家乡。
Mm-hmm. More than 500,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. This is insane.
Yeah, 而且这一次山火造成的影响呢，还不仅仅是让50多万人被迫撤离。这场空前的大火已经在美国的十多个州摧毁了4000座建筑，烧毁了约500万英亩的土地。More than 5 million acres have burned in the wildfires.
那500万英亩，大家可能听到会没有什么概念，这个其实就相当于25个纽约市的面积。
哇，真的是太大了。So, the one word experts keep using to describe the gargantuan ongoing wildfires in the western United States is unprecedented.
是的， unprecedented 意思就是史无前例的、空前的。It's the most destructive forest fire seasonIn U.S. history.
这个词呢应该算是一个中性词。It means never having happened or existed before. 就是这个词它既可以形容史无前例的好，也可以形容史无前例的糟糕。那么在刚刚这个语境下， unprecedented is 就是说 worst ever. It is the worst wildfire in the U.S. history.
Right. 刚刚这句话中呢还有另外两个词也用来形容了山火的猛烈程度。一个是 gargantuan,意思就是巨大的。那另外一个呢就是 ongoing, 表示前进的、进行的。So, gargantuan ongoing wildfires, 就是非常巨大猛烈的山火了。
是的，那整个太平洋的西北部呢都发布了空气质量的警报。The thick smoke has blanketed the region, making it difficult to breathe.
Blanket, 常见的意思呢是毛毯、 毯子，但是呢，它其实作为动词还可以指覆盖。那 The thick smoke has blanketed the region， 意思就是说浓浓的烟雾把整个区域都笼罩了。
是的，这就对很多城市的空气造成了污染。
Right, this really created harmful air conditions that may not let up in some areas for a long time.
是的 ,let 就是让的意思 ,up 表示起来。Let up 不是说让某物起来，而是说减轻停止。那么这种空气的污染情况呢，在近期之内都应该是很难被减轻的了。
嗯，而且他们甚至都漂洋过海，严重影响到了英国的空气质量。
Yeah, orange skies across Britain were caused by California wildfires burning 5,000 miles away.
嗯，那山火造成了这么重的影响，连 Oregon 的州长 Kate Brown 都说 This is truly the bellwether for climate change on the west coast.
Bell 就是铃铛的意思， weather 是公羊，那么 bellwether 系了铃铛的公羊，其实就是说领头羊或者说先导。This is truly the bellwether for climate change on the west coast. 意思就是说这个山火呀，是西海岸气候变化的前导。然后 Kate Brown 她同时还说呢， And this is a wake-up call for all of us that we have got to do everything in our power to tackle climate change.
Wake-up call 意思就是警钟， tackle 指的是处理应对。这句话的意思呢，就是告诉人们山火是警钟，我们需要尽我们的所能去应对气候变化。
Yeah, it makes sense. The weather and the warming climate is one of the common factors that tie many of these blazes together and make them exceptional.
是的，确实气候变暖为美国的西海岸的山火提供了形成的一些条件。States like California experienced the hottest August on record.
是的，加州八月份的温度还是那种破纪录的高。It has also been extremely dry in California, Oregon, and Washington this summer, with large sections of each state under severe drought conditions and some areas reaching extreme drought.
那么西部这几个州呢，还是处于比较干旱的情况，非常的干燥。That heat and dryness can cause wildfires easily.
是的，所以我觉得2020年真的是非常的魔幻，又是疫情又是山火。
嗯，而且这确实也给我们一个警醒啊，就是平时一定要注意保护环境，不然呢会遭到大自然的报复。
那我们今天聊到的呢，就是美国西部的山火 wildfires。
今天的笔记也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Jen. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。